Welcome to Balance Banter. I'm your host, Christy Langle, certified exercise physiologist, owner of ChristyLangle.com, and survivor of an all-or-nothing lifestyle. Whether you're a motivated career woman or a stay-at-home mom of four, I'll be there to support you in all things in balance. We'll talk mindset, workouts, nutrition, healthy habits, and more. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. What's up, Balance Babe? Welcome back to the Balance Banter podcast, where I dive deep into the strategies that foster real change and balanced living. I'm your host, Christine Langle, and today I'm diving into a topic that I'm particularly excited about as I just closed out an 8-week Forever Balanced coaching journey with an amazing group of ladies, and I'm set to kick off my next 8-week program this coming week. So today I want to talk to you guys about the top 3 things that my most successful clients do on their balance journeys, because these 3 things are likely not at all what you're thinking they are. You're probably thinking that these ladies get up at 5 a.m. every day to do their workout, or they've completely cut out sugar for their entire 8-week program, and that's why they've lost the weight. But nope, that's not it. So whether you're just starting out or you're looking to refine your approach to health and wellness, understanding these 3 key behaviors can transform your efforts into lasting achievements. So let's jump right in. So first up, every single one of my successful balance clients starts their day with a positive attitude. So it's all about waking up with the intention of doing your best. Yesterday might have had its challenges, but today is a fresh opportunity to advance closer to your perfect balance. So this mindset shift is crucial because it fosters resilience and a focus on continuous improvement rather than dwelling on the past slip-ups or mishaps. So for example, waking up on Wednesday morning and starting your day with a large glass of water followed by your black coffee instead of driving through the Starbucks drive-thru because you ate a donut the night before and you've said to yourself, oh well, I'll start fresh on Monday. So it's about not throwing in the towel just because you weren't perfect the day before. It's about waking up every single morning with the intention that you're going to do your very best, no matter what that looks like, no matter what it looked like the day before, and no matter what could happen throughout the rest of the day. So that positive mindset, just good intentions of doing the best you can do, because that's all you can do. Number 2, moving on to the second pillar of success, and this is a big one. My thriving and most successful clients don't obsess over numbers. Yes, you heard that right. They aren't chained to the scale or measuring tapes or obsessive calorie or macros counting. They focus on the bigger picture. So tuning into themselves and how they feel. So feeling healthy and boosting confidence and feeling comfortable in their clothes and in their own skin. So they measure their success by how energized and accomplished they feel on a given day rather than what that number on the scale is telling them. So this approach not only reduces their anxiety, but it enhances their motivation and appreciation for their bodies and helps them continue and keep on going. Okay, so that's number 2. And third and finally, the final pillar of balanced success is definitely the most transformative, and that's managing stress and emotions in healthy ways. So my most successful clients have developed personalized strategies to keep their stress at bay. So whether it's through meditation or taking a morning walk before the kids wake up, engaging in crafts, things like knitting or even adult coloring books. So these successful clients have found what works best for them. Managing their stress, it's absolutely critical on a balanced journey because it impacts everything from your physical health to your mental well-being. So I can't stress enough that finding healthy ways to keep your stress buckets low and finding ways to handle stress when you have a bad day and shit hits the fan rather than turning to that bowl of cookies or that giant glass of wine. So having alternative ways to calm yourself and cope and to alleviate those feelings of stress, that is a true game changer on a balanced journey. So to wrap up these three pillars, so three being maintaining a positive attitude and starting every morning with the intention to do your best, focusing on holistic health goals instead of numbers and really tuning into yourself and how you feel. And lastly, managing stress effectively. These are what set my most successful clients apart from the rest. They're definitely not just surviving. They are thriving. They are finding joy and finding balance every step of the way. So if you're looking to enhance your journey to balance, try to find a way to incorporate these strategies into your everyday lifestyle. And remember, it's not about perfection. It's about making progress in the ways that matter most to you. All right, ladies, thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more insights and please leave me a review. A positive review really helps me reach more people on this balanced journey. Until next time, keep striving for balance and remember, every step forward is a step toward achieving your personal best. All right, ladies, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a good one. Bye.